Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Re'eh, Tavshin Pehei, back here live in Beit Shemesh. And we start the next cycle of, first we have Chodesh Elul. It's not Chodesh Elul yet, so we don't always have Shi'urim here in Av and Chodesh Av. Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, this coming Shabbos. But all of these Parshias that we have in this period of time always has to do with this time of year, as it always works out. Re'eh Shoftim, right? Many of the Bali Musar say, Re'eh, start taking a look, Shoftim, judging of ourselves. Kisei Te Kisava, where you going out to, where you going to, Nitzavim, Vayelech. Sometimes you got to stand up strong, and sometimes you just got to Vayelech and start moving, but in any, however we interpret the words, just like that we mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, the first words of the Haftorah tell a story in these seven Parshios, maybe the names of the Parshios as well. Okay, so we start off with Re'eh. We'll start off with the first pasuk and the first two psukim. Re'eh, Anochi Nosein Lefechem Ayom Bracha Uklala. See that I am giving, putting in front of you Bracha and Klala. Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu El Mitzvot Hashem Elokechem. The Bracha that you will listen to the Mitzvot. Asher Anochi Mitzav Eschem Ayom that I command. VaKlala Im Lo Tishmu. Right, it's our choice. We discussed in the past the svarno on this pasuk, Re'eh. This is all about Bechira Chavshus. I recognize that life is about so much in our control. There is a lot not in our control. But whatever is in our control, we have to do the best we can to make those decisions. But many Mefarshim point out, and the Rav Shlomo Kluger in source number one, in the Imre Shefer points out, starts off with a question that there's a lack of parallelism. We have Re'eh, we have the Bracha, Asher Tishmu, and Vahaklala, Im lo tishmu. So there's missing an im, right? There should be, there's a bracha if you listen, and there's a klala if you don't listen. But it says, there's a bracha, asher tishmu, that you will listen, and the klala is im lo tishmu. So why is, that's the question that many ask, but he asked that right here at the beginning of our parsha. Vihine, line 5. Hadiktuk shalom afarshim yadua. The diktuk, the lack of parallelism of the mafarshim, point out is known. The bebracha amar asher tishmun ubeklala amar im lo tishmu. Vod harbi diktukim, which we're not going to go into right now. Why is it lashon rabim and lashon yachid? Venira lo markach. And he quotes a few ideas, but we're just going to do the first one that I gave you. Venira lo markach. Dini amar chazal tell us habalatar misayino so avalabalatame poschin lo. When we're making those decisions that we were just talking about, making the right decision, we have special siyata d'shmaya. Misayanoto, right? It's like, imagine we're going up a mountain and Hashem is behind us pushing. Sometimes you're at the end of a run and you have that push you in the back. It makes it easier. So when we're going and being mitire ourselves, Hashem is there helping and pushing us. Avalabalatame, but if we are going in the wrong direction, Hashem allows it, but doesn't push us. Poschinlo, the door is open. Meaning we have Bechira Chavshis, Ava lo Messiah lo, but we don't have Siyua. We don't have Siyata Deshmaya to make the wrong decisions. Right? We have Siyata Deshmaya to make the right decisions. V'lakach, so explains the Rav Shlomo Kluger, Have HaBracha Mishune Me'aklala. So the Brach is different. What's included in the Brach is different. Da HaBracha Have Lo Dai Shachadash Baruch Hu Dosein HaBracha Im Mekayim En HaTorah Me'atzman. It's not only the reward that we're going to get, but it's the way of getting there as well. Rak af misayeya buguf hadavar l'kayim haTorah. The help itself is part of the reward, even before we finished. But part of the help is the reward, kedei lezakos labracha, to be zochet to the bracha. So it's the reward that we will, b'ed Hashem, get, and it's the way of getting there. Hashem will help us out. That also is a bracha. V'haynu mitam, why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. Kodesh Baruch Hu ratza lehitiv li Yisrael v'uchafetz rak b'tovasa. He just wants to do good. That's why he created the world, as we know. Hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yeitiv. V'lo mira asperasam. Lakach bebracha misayeh Kodesh Baruch Hu lahem. Hashem helps us lishmar ha-Torah k'di lakabal ha-bracha. When we start going in the right direction, right, we have special siyata d'shmaya by mitzvahs, by Torah, by all positivity. Avo behara'a. Shaloni chalei yisbarach b'kach. Hashem would rather us not make the wrong decisions and run towards, right, the things that we shouldn't be running to. L'kach einu misayeh lahem. There's no siyata d'shmaya to do the avera. The door is open, but Hashem is not pushing us there. Lefize have a brachas bracha betarti. So on the bracha side, there are two things what's going to happen if we choose bracha, if we choose mitzvahs. Echad gufa bracha. Number one is the bracha that's in store for each person, schar. The echad mashah kodesh baruch hu misayeya lahabalatar tilakabala bracha. So the bracha really is twofold. It's the bracha itself, the schar itself, but also it's the way of getting there, the siyua that we have. Abala klala havei rakhanta. The klal is just one. There's no part of the punishment that we're heading in that direction. So Hashem's like, good, I'll let you fall. I'll let you. I won't push you down. Imein shomer matorah v'heimatzmam over malator b'lisi yu aleim chalila lahavi aleim aklal. Hashem won't help. So now we understand the pesukim with that background. And we should recognize that whenever we try to be no telatov at this time of year, I spoke in shul last Shabbos that there are various transitions that we have in life. We have during the year. We have the transition from pre the Chagim to post the Chagim. We have pre Rosh Chodesh Adar to post Rosh Chodesh Adar. We have pre and post, a lot of pre Tisha B'Av and post Tisha B'Av. There are a lot of transitions. But maybe one of the hardest transitions is August to Elul. Right? August to Elul. Right? That's always, depending on the time of year, but it's always, you hear the shofar and all of a sudden, summer from, but it's time for Re'eh. Right, so we have to recognize that whatever it is, there's special siyata d'shmaya that we can have. Says the Gemara, says the Rosh Shlomo Kluger, and now we understand. They're not comparable. Shema rechokim zemi zem merchak rav. Right, there's a distance between them. That's a bracha havize atzmo bechlal. The bracha asher tishmeu. Hashem's going to help you with the Shmia. Asher tishmu. V'zu atzma b'chlala bracha she'yisayel lachem. Klala imlo tishmu. I'm not going to help you not. If you don't hear, then that's all you. That's all you. But v'ha bracha asher, that you will listen, that's part of the bracha, that Hashem will help you get there. We have to recognize that Hashem is always out for our benefit in that way. Okay. Moving right along. So there is a Gemara in Sota, but derech molichin oso, but that might not be misayeya. Misayeya is a stronger lashon. Molichin is, you have to talk about the two lashonos, but molichin could be the door is open. We allow the person to enter. But misayeya is positive help, but it's a good ha'ara. Okay. So we continue at the beginning of Re'eh. A lot of avodah zara in this week's parsha. A lot of chizuk, right? Later on in the parsha, we have avodah zara related to if the Navi tries to get you to do avodah zara, and if an individual tries to get you to do avodah zara mesis, and you have irni dachas. A lot of avodah zara that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving a lot of warning. But towards the beginning, we have to go in and destroy the avodah zara. As the psukim describe, the pasuk says, Eila achukim ha-mishpatim, these are the laws, abeita abdun. Destroy. We have a mitzvah to destroy all of the idolatrous buildings, places, items on the mountains. Break the mizbechos, destroy their matzevas, asheriam, burn their trees. Don't do this to Hashem. Destroy all of the avodah zaras, but don't do this to Hashem. What is this referring to? Don't do this to Hashem. What is being referred to here? So Rashi quotes Tupshatim. Rashi goes Tupshatim. Lo ta'asun kain, right? What does Rashi say? Lahaktir la'shamayim b'chol makom, ki'im b'makom ashe yivchar. Oh, pshat number one, three pshatim, Rashi quotes. Number one, don't do like what they do that they worship all over the world. Right? Don't do that, but only, don't do that avodah zara. Come to the Beis HaMikdash. Dover acher, v'nitat v'zvizvachosem v'yibat v'shmam, lo sa'asun kein, azhara l'mochik es Hashem, u'lenotetz eve min ha'mizbeach u'min ha'zara. Destroy the avodah zara, don't destroy God's name. Don't destroy anything holy. Destroy all of that, but don't destroy it. This is the azhara for erasing Hashem's name, breaking a stone. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael gives a third pshat, or pshat of the second pshat. There's an iser. Don't break the mizbeach. Who's going to break the mizbeach? Right, when did anybody get upset and break the mizbeach? Ella shelo ta'asu b'ma'aseihem kima'aseihem v'yigremu avonoseihem l'mikdash avoseihem sheyicharev. You know what it means? Don't destroy the mikdash. Don't do aveiros, which will cause the korban based on mikdash. Because that's grama that's indirectly causing the churban. Of course, you're not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, says Rabbi Yishmael. But it means don't do averus, lo tasu kemaseim, don't act like them, the yigrimu avonoseichem, and your sins will cause the Mikdash to be destroyed. Right? Don't do the churban. Don't cause the churban. Says Lazayim Latara, says Rav Saratskin. Haparsha haba. Kiyim ba makom, right? The next pasuk, not parsha. Come to the makom, asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem mikol shevtechem, right? Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't cause the churban or the pshatim. But the next pasuk already says, come to the Beis HaMikdash. Shamadubar bar odo zeh, she'en lanu ba'alei hayichud, la'avodes Hashem mikol Elokecha bahar mimakobos. Right? We don't serve Hashem in many places. Asher yimsu chein be'inenu. Like wherever we choose. We can serve Hashem wherever we choose. Kemo sha'goyim osim leilo heihem. Kiyim ela makom echad. Right? One place. Avo mikivat shenisbach lo sasakein l'Hashem elokeichem el vibadam ha'shemam. Hari b'mishta Torah kol modim d'ashin smuchim. This is explaining the Rashi that we just said. Everybody agrees in Sefer Dvarim. You darshin. You are allowed to darshin and are obligated to darshin. Psukim that are next to each other. Lamdu chazal. Right? A hekish. Is two things in the same pasuk. Smuchin are two psukim next to each other. So everybody agrees that you darshan smuchin. So what's the connection? Rabbi Yishmael says, as we just read, the connection to don't do this, and the next pasuk, come to the Beis HaMikdash, don't do things that would destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's the depth of the Rashi, as he says. Line 11. Should be Divrei Rashi. Divrei Rashi, tzrichin hisamkus v'havana. Let's delve into Rashi a little bit. Says Lazayim Latora. Shaharei Kfar Nema. It already said, we already had Vahayim Shemoa. And Vahayim Shemoa already said, Hishamru Lachem, Ben Yiftel Avavchem, Visartem Avatem Lachirim, Hashem's gonna destroy and throw Yvibatem, O Mehera Mi Alares HaTova. We've already had many warnings. Vachay Nomar, Vasis and Pesal, Haidosi Vachem, Ki Avot Tovedun, Ki Yishamei Tashmidun, you'll be destroyed. There's been a lot of warnings already. Ask Zayin Latora, what's this one adding? Don't cause the Churban. We already had many psukim, and again, Sefer Dvarim is a big Sefer Musar. There's so, almost every pasuk is a pep talk. General psukim, you could do it, and keep the mitzvahs, and if you don't keep the mitzvahs, and if you do keep the mitzvahs. So, Va'anashim shlohusaru, b'chol asaru shalgolos me'artzu matova. All of the warnings already about exile. Ibadon v'ashmada, destruction. What is this pasuk going to add? Right, after you're going to go into exile, you're going to be destroyed. Right? Are they going to be more scared of the mikdash than their lives? And the destruction of their communities? No senes lachmam? Right, their money? So what is this last Azhara adding, says the Azayin Latorah. So he has two thoughts. He has one, and then he has the last three lines will be a second thought. But first he has the following. The Azhara originalit zu, misba'eres beveiz ofanim. He says the following. Number one, shoha'ish ha'yisraeli, af ki yirbe lifshoa, as far as a Jew might be, nizar al pirov, Shelo lenatik lechalutin es hakesher im mochkor machzavto. He wants to stay, he or she, ultimately, no matter how far they're gone, to have a total cut from the Jewish nation and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's any little thin string that keeps it alive, they'll hold on to that string. They won't want to cut it. Kechata v'shana, omer lo pa'alti oven. V'chulu. V'rotza l'shuv l'fnei moso. People on their deathbed. People looking back on a life. U'b'chol ofan l'mus l'kaver ki Yehudi. Right? To die, to be buried. Jewish burial. If there's something symbolic that will abrogate the connection that I have between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me with finality, maybe there'll be some pitil yid in there, and often there is that won't let that happen. L'fichach anaram bizmanenu, Anashim, and he lived 50 years ago. Chaparku me'alem ha'macho shmayim v'ol Torah, many that might not keep the halacha. Machrizim es b'neim, lebrizo shalab rabinu. They all give their children bris milas. V'rak echa min ha'alav me'fer es ha'brizo zoz. Very, very uncommon not to give a bris milah, no matter how far somebody is from, if they know they're Jewish. V'haynam b'nei she'im margishim, because they feel that if they don't give a bris milah, that's a total disconnect. This child from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the Am. Margishim sha'ayidei zehi menatkim legamri as a kesher Am Yisrael v'im koreis habris. The ultimate koreis habris. Afa b'shem munasam bo yisbarach refu yimod, even though their emuna might not be so great. Let me just say parenthetically, you never know just by looking. You never know just by looking. I was yesterday at a restaurant with two of my boys in a different city. I took them away for a day. So we went out for breakfast, and we're sitting there, we're eating, and there was three men sitting next to us. One of them had a kippah on, two of them did not have a kippah on. That's fine, they were sitting there. And all of a sudden, we hear one of them start a zimun. Rabotai nevarech, three svaradim. And the other two put their arm on their head, and the entire benching, they have their arm on their head like this, they went through, and he said, the whole benching, and they're with kavanah, and they're shuckling, like more kavanah than most of us have. But it was unbelievable. Like, they didn't have a kippah. So, okay, well, can you get to halachically? Can you use your arm or not? Okay, probably can't, but it was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it as a yarmulke. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sure. And the entire time, they stood with their arm on their head for like 4 or 5 minutes. It was unbelievable. Anyway, so there's something in there. There's something in there, says L'Zayim LaTorah. Neshim Argishim Shai, it's more common here in Israel than to have something like that in Chutz La'aretz. Sha'idei zehi menatkim legamri es ha'kesher Am Yisrael v'mishom koreis habris v'nekuda p'nimezu ha'mishureshes b'libos b'nei Yisrael efshar limso b'divrei yameinu. Right? You find it. U'moshe Rabbeinu bi'er et ha'egel v'tovadav le'enei kol Yisrael. Right? He destroyed the egel. Right? And hodola zeh sheshibra et haluchos le'enei kol Yisrael sh'rob zeh nituk ha'kesher afar bris. They were scared. They were scared. And even after doing the Egel, skip down a couple of lines, Basinu Ba'achav, even the story of Achav, one of the worst kings, the Malchei Yisrael, remember the Navos and what he did with his wife Izebel, but at the end, the Psukim described to us that one of the kings wanted, which king was it? If you look at the next page, on line 4, Hadad Melech Aram, says, okay, send me the, what's special to you? What's the Lashon that he used? Kazuchav Zavcha, Lihu, V'chulu, K'joseph ben Adal l'drosh me'achav, kol machmarei necha, line 10. Chazal say he asked for a Sefer Torah. Even Achav says, I can't do that. Even Achav says, Achav, achoti amachta es Yisrael. Because there could be a point that if there's something symbolic that would break the connection with the Am, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, there are exceptions to the rule, but there's a chance. There's a chance that the Jew will hold on to that. And that's what this is. The Mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house on earth where he resides amongst us. So maybe that'll get the people, even if they go into Galus and even if they're communities. So that's, right, that's the possibility. One last try, number one. Number two, skip to line 31. Minivuas Yirmiyo Anu Lamedim, Shahayu Lefnei Churban Abayis Chotim Uposhim Shebatchu Behechal Hashem. And you get this from the Psukim. You get from the Psukim, some people thought the Mikdash will never be destroyed. Hashem's going to destroy his home. This was by his Rishon, so it never happened before. This was the whole goal, Hashem's house, Vasuli Mikdash. He's going to break his house. It'll never happen. We'll always have it. And he quotes different Psukim, and that's what this Pasuk is saying. It's not true. It's not true. Nothing is eternal except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with Him. And that's what He did the Nechama that we know from the fact that he took the Beis HaMikdash and not us. But maybe that's the emphasis, that even the Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't think is safe. Okay. Moving right along to source number 4. So the Mor Nevuchim doesn't often make it into the Parsha Shir, but we have a Rambam here in the Mor Nevuchim. So the Rambam discusses here, we have reference to the Beis HaMikdash in the Parsha. Right, as the pasuk we just read, Yud Beis Hey. Kiyam el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem, to the place that Hashem will choose, mikol shifteichem, from all the shvatim, lasum Hashem Osham, to put his name there, l'shichno sudrashu uvas Hashama. There you shall seek out, that's a lashon for Mishkan Shila, uvas Hashama, you shall go there, that's where you're going to bring your kabanas v'chulu. But what's interesting, the Rambam and other Rishonim point out, nowhere does it say where the place is. The closest we get is the place that I'll show you, the place that I'll choose. But the geographical location is not mentioned. And even as we know, the name Yerushalayim, if you ask the average third grader, how many times is Yerushalayim mentioned in the Torah? 76. Whatever the number. And the answer is 0. Right? Yerushalayim is not mentioned in the Torah. You have a Ramazim, Hashem Yireh, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, but the name Yerushalayim is not mentioned until the 10th parak of Yoshua. So the Rambam asks, why is that? Why is it such a secret? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu write the Makom HaMikdash in the Torah itself? That's the context that the Rambam here is talking about in source number 4. He talks first about Ovdei Avodah Zarah that build their batim, their temples, line 6 we'll start with. Ovdei Avodah Zarah hayu mishtadlin livnos heichaleihem ulahamid psileihem bimirome amakomo shemotzim sham, on the highest places, al haramim haramim, lefichah kideish am ravinu har maria mebnei shehu ahar agavoa biyoser sham. Right, even though the Gemara says otherwise. Upirsim bo'as hayichud, am ravinu goes, and we know Yerushalayim had a historical, context and nature. The Rambam talks about in Hilchos Beis Avchira, all the things that happened, all the events that happened in har maria. But still, it doesn't say it here. It doesn't say it in the Torah. Skip down. Line 26, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu must have known about Har Moriah, but either way, it's not mentioned. Aval Madua, line 31. Lo iskiru befirish haTorah, velo yichdu elanir mazalav. We only get a hint in this week's parsha, the pasuk I just read. V'nemar asher yivchar Hashem. Right, the place that Hashem will show you. Yesh bekach ledaiti shalosh chachamos. I have 3 thoughts, says the Rambam, why the Makom HaMikdash is not mentioned, where it is. And the first 2 we'll see, has been, proven now that it's known, and it's still come true. Ha'achas, kidei shelo yachziku bo ha'amim. So that the nations, if it's written where the Makom HaMikdash is going to be, and this is where the Jews are going to come, every other nation is going to fight for it. They're going to realize there's a special quality about it. They'll fight strong wars. Once people know that this is the destiny of the world, this is the Eben HaShesia, where it came from and where the destiny is to go to, they'll fight for it. And look what we've had over the past thousands of years, that once it became public, this hasn't been probably a place in the world where there's been more power struggles over. Right, so number 1, Hashem kept it private as long as he could. He kept it private so they wouldn't fight over it, the nations of the world. Vahashenis, to try to keep it away from us. Vahashenis number 2, shelo yashchisuhu osam, kind of the opposite. Shehu b'yideyem atah, v'yeresuhu b'chol yichaltam. If they know this is the way the Jews are going to build their temple, they're going to treat it as garbage. They're going to destroy it. They're going to sully it. And we know, what did they do all the years that we didn't have it? Right? What was it used for? Right? So we see, once it became public, these realities, proved itself. But then Vashlishis is the one that's about us. Vashlishis, v'hiya yoter chashuva. Kidei shelo yevakesh kol shevet shiyehezeh benachlaso v'yichboshoso. So the Shvatim don't fight about it. Right, if it's written in the Torah where it's going to be, Yeshua ben Nun had a hard job as it is, right? Splitting up all of the Nachlis and getting complaints. There's not enough room here for me. We want more nachala. We want an extra portion. Imagine if they already knew where the Makom HaMikdash was going to be. They would all fight over that spot. Hashem kept it quiet for now. V'yisham min ha-machlokes v'ha-katata, and there'll be fighting and quarrels, kamo she'ira b'drishas kahuna. Like when the kahuna was given out, right? Korach v'adaso, there's already fighting over that. Lefichach, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not say a word where it's going to be until much, much later. V'atzivu shelo yibon ebeis ha-bechira ki'imachar ha-kamas melech. Once there's a king, and the Shvatim are in their places, and you have the unifying factor of the king with his government, then it's safe. Kedei shelo tehachlata biyad echad. And the king will say, nobody fought with David HaMelech. When David HaMelech decided where to put the Malchus, when he moved his Malchus from Chevron after 7 years to Yerushalayim, nobody said to him, why are you moving to Yerushalayim? You know, why don't you move it to, you know, a different city, somewhere else? Because once you're the king, you're the king. And once you're the king appointed and anointed by the Navi, that's it. So, Kadesh Yehi HaKlata B'yad Echad, V'yistalku HaKtatos K'mo Shebi'arnu B'Sefer Shoftim. So there will be no more K'tatos, like he writes, let's say for Shoftim, what he wrote in Hilchos Malachim, that David HaMelech is the king, and nobody else should be is the king, Malchus Beis David. So that is a third reason, but that is a reason that applies to us, right, relating to the Shvatim, so we don't have arguments in that way. Okay, staying on the same topic of Yerushalayim. Staying on the same topic, because this is the parsha to talk about Yerushalayim, because this is numerous times, the pasuk that I just read, and also later. Kilo basem arata el amnucha vel anachala, asher Hashem Elokecha nosin lach. Again, menucha, nachala, menucha, ishilo, nachala is Yerushalayim. We have many references. Hamakom asher yifra Hashem Elokecha bo l'shekein shmo sham, shama tavi us kol asher anochim mizaveschem, alo osechem mizavcheichem, over and over again. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokecha, matebo vanechem. Over and over and over again, the place that I choose, the place that I choose. We're not getting into now, Rav Soloveitchik has an article, the different names, how even Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira have different elements and essences to it. The holy spot or the chosen spot? Right, both of the, in our parsha, we have over and over again the chosen spot. The chosen spot. But there is a medrash. There is a medrash in Bishalach. Look at the beginning of source number 5. Source number 5 is from the Sefer Kimma Kimma by Rav Drukman, which is all about the Inyani Geula of our day. So says Rav Drukman, he quotes the Medrash, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ma Tetzak Elai. Remember they're at Kriyas Yamsuf. And we start davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem says, what are you davening for? What are you screaming at me for? Which we've quoted in the past, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on that pasuk. What do you mean, what are they davening for? What else should a Jew do when he's in trouble? Of course they daven. But Matitzag Eli, says Rabbi Yishmael. We had Rabbi Yishmael before, also. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Matitzag Eli, Bizchus Yerushalayim ani ekra lahem et hayam. In the schus of Yerushalayim, just start walking. I'm splitting the sea for you. Don't worry about it. Bizchus Yerushalayim ani ekra lahem et hayam. Shneamar, Uri Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion, Livshi Bigdei Tifartech Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Hilo Yosef Yavo Bach Od Arel Vitame. Pasuk in Yishayahu. Va'omer Uri Uri Livshi O Zroa Hashem. Right, Zroa is a reference to Kriyas Yamsuf. Uri, wake up, Kimei Kedem Doros Alamim. Halo Ati Machseves Raha V'cholelas Tanin V'chulu. Ati HaMachareves Yam Mei Tahom. Rabbah. Right, so in the Psukim here in Yishayahu, the one that dries out the Mei Tahom, that's a reference. Mamake yam derech lavar geulim. That's Yerushalayim connected. Hashem says in the Medrash, Bishus Yerushalayim, I will redeem, I will split the sea. Rabbi Yishmael, now Rav Drukman says, Matzviya ala kesher sheben Yerushalayim lekriyas yamsuf. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Matitzak Elai mimat acharit. What are you nervous? What are you scared about? Hotzeiti et Yisrael mimitzrayim avur yiudam ba'olam. I took the Jews out of Mitzrayim for their destiny. And their destiny has one yaad, one goal, one destination, right? One destination. There's only one place put into ways, right? How we're going to get there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Sometimes there seem to be detours. There seem to be roadblocks. but the ways of the Jewish people has one goal in it, and that's Yerushalayim. And that's Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was Schus, the destiny of the Jewish people, which ends in Yerushalayim. Ki mitziyon teitzi Torah dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, ein lecha mima lachshosh. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you remember Yerushalayim, there's nothing to worry about. Hotzatzi zom Yisrael ha'isa kadeshi ikansu la'aretz v'yimalu es Yehudam, to fulfill their yaad, their destiny. V'lachein, b'schus Yerushalayim, shehi habitu, Yerushalayim is the expression. L'milui shleimas Yehudam shel Yisrael, ekra lehem atayam. Throughout history, at the darkest and the lowest moments, What did a Jew daven and say? L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the symbol, even more than the base, even larger, let's say, than the Beis Hamikdash, and not just Eretz Yisrael. Spoke about that a couple years ago. Why one time we daven about Eretz Yisrael in Halach Ma'anya, L'shana haba ba'ara di Yisrael, but generally it's Yerushalayim. So that's what the Rav Drukman says based on this medrash. Yerushalayim is the goal. Is the Ya'ad. Don't worry, I'm going to take everything away. I'm going to remove all stumbling blocks. Dvar melu nogim gam eleinu. It relates to us. Rabbi Shmuel mevaseses dvar avi nivuas Yishayahu. Rabbi Shmuel bases his words on Yishayahu. Vanavi menabe la'atid mityaches eleinu ponei Yerushalayim. And he talks to Yerushalayim. Open up. Uri, Uri, wake up. Liv she'os, wear strength. His ori Yerushalayim. Liv she'os roa Hashem, hamshichi lif'ol ba'atid. Right, be a sign for us. Right, we speak all about Yerushalayim on Shabbos, also interesting. L'chadodi, as besides a boi b'shalom ateres spala, and l'chadodigwes kala, the rest, most of, a lot, many of the verses are all about Yerushalayim. B'schuz Yerushalayim, ki'ei motan ha'kodesh baruch hu b'meshach alpayim shana b'golios ha'shonos. Throughout all the exiles, it was b'schuz Yerushalayim. Kara lan ha'kodesh baruch hu et kol ha'yamim, ha'kol ha'yamim. Al galeim haso arim, the waves that are drowning us. She'amdu lahatz bi'enu b'meshach hadorach b'schus Yerushalayim, which again b'schus our destiny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving. The ain't safek. Yerushalayim is the symbol of geula. She b'schus Yerushalayim namshich v'nitkadem likras hageula hashleima. Right, the first step is Yerushalayim. L'shan haba b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim habenuya, which includes David is the again a topic of another shiur. It's the religious center of Am Yisrael, but it's also officially the capital city, right? Malchus Beis David. And we know that's also, we mentioned in the past that in the pasuk of Yerushalayim Ircha, right, every bracha at the end of the each bracha, there's a sama pasuk of the theme. Ki kel melech rofei neman rachmanata ki kel melech v'soleach ata Yerushalayim Ircha brachamim tashuv zishkom sarcha shei barzo v'nei osa b'kar v'yamin b'yan alam. And the Bach asks, what is David HaMelech doing there? Right? That's the next bracha. Samach David Avdecha. Why is David in the bracha of Yerushalayim? So the Bach quotes, I forgot who he quotes, I think so he quotes somebody, a blind Rav, Sagi Nahar, who says that, no, that's the point. Yerushalayim includes Malchus Beis David. Yerushalayim includes Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is the semel, is the symbol. And he ends with the words of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, which we should probably have on our refrigerators. The Sefer Kuzari on line 37. Ki Yerushalayim amnam tibaneh, kishayichsefu b'nei Yisrael la tachlis hakosef. Yerushalayim will be rebuilt when the Jews yearn for it, the ultimate yearning. The ultimate yearning. Achi yichonenu nenu avaneh v'afara. The more we want it, when we reflect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how badly and how much we feel empty without it, right? That's when we're going to get it back. And he says we have to be mamshich. We have to do what we can to build up our Yerushalayim to be zochet to the Yerushalayim shalmala as well. But again, bischus Yerushalayim, as the Medrash says, ani ekra lahem etaya. Okay, there are so many mitzvahs in Parshas Re'eh. We have the pasuk with six or seven mitzvahs in it, which we've talked about. That's again towards the beginning of the parsha. But we also have in the beginning of the perek, in perek Yud Dalid, further down in the parsha, after a number of the mitzvahs of Avodah Zarah and before Kashrus, Banim Atem L'Hashem Lokechem. You are children to Hashem. Losis Godadu, Do not gash yourself. That's the pashup shot. And we know this also relates to agudos, the Gemara in Yevamos, but the pashup shot. Do not gash yourself if somebody is in mourning. And do not rip out your hair. Right? Don't make yourself bald. Right? Those isurim. The Sfarno. The Sfarno in source number 6 on the top right, on the next page. The Sfarno says, what is the connection between Banim Atem, Lashem Elokeichem, and Loses go to do? Banim Atem, we're precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Hashem's children. Do not gash yourself or do not make yourself bald. Lo tiskodudu, says them this far now. She'ein ra'ui laharos tachlis hada'aga v'hatzar alakara v'meis. It is not appropriate. Again, some mourning is not only appropriate, but allowed, but appropriate. There's a mitzvah of avelus. Right? Avelus is not just a reaction, natural reaction. Aninus avelus. Avelus, for sure, is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim, one day at least, and even d'rabanan, shiva, shloshim, yud beis chodesh. It's a mitzvah, how to react, but the Torah guides us how we're supposed to be in mourning and then slowly get out of mourning, says the Sfarno. So it's not appropriate to be and wallow in tachlis hada'aga v'atzar, the ultimate anxiety and pain on a relative that died. Why? Kishenishar karov nichvad mimenu b'malo b'tikvas tov. You have an even greater relative that is still alive. It's very painful to lose somebody close. But you have somebody just as close and somebody who is majestic, capital M, and somebody who cares for us. Lefichach atem banim lashem shu avichem kayam la'ad. You are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, banim atem. It is not appropriate for you to be overly mourning al shumeis because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with you. And he's always with you. Right? Like we say in the David, which we'll be saying next week, Ki ami ve'imi azavuni, Hashem yasveini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves. Right? That's what So we were, I'm not going to read the pasuk again to find it again, but there's a pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yaakov Avinu, gives him tanchumin on losing his father, right? Or when Hashem gives Yitzchak Avinu tanchumin, losing Avraham, right? So there's a diak there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, you know, that I'm still here. I'm still here, and that's the bracha. There's a diak that we're not going to get to now. But that's the Sfarno here and there. We have to recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is always with us. Votzimu karcha b'necham l'meis, ki im am kadosh ata. V'gam kein ein letztar ma'od b'shvil nezak magia l'meis b'misa. So, other Rishonim also relate the more if we mourn, if we overboard in the mourn, that's also reflecting maybe we don't believe in the afterlife, right? You are banim and recognize that it's only a transition from this world, but the soul is still in the next world. But again, that's banim atem. It's a hard one, but again, and it's not meant to be said to somebody, right, meso muta lafanav. But when the time comes, as one is moving through the process of avelus, one has to try to remember this: banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Okay. A little bit later on in the parsha, we have the mitzvah of tzedaka. One of the places where the mitzvah of tzedaka is mentioned, again, there are a lot of mitzvahs. I think I mentioned before. I'll mention it again because I mention it every year. Rei shoftim and kiseitze. There's no three parshas in a row that have more mitzvahs. Re'ei, Shoftim, Kiseitze. I think almost a sixth of all mitzvahs are in these three. I mean, Kiseitze itself has 74. But it's, right, maybe a quarter of all mitzvahs. I don't remember the exact ratio, but there's a lot. So towards the end of the, parsha, we have the mitzvah of Tzedaka, Perek Tezvav, Pasik Ches, Ki Pasuach Tiftach Ez Yadcha Lo, Vavei Tavitenu De Machzor Ashi Yechzor Lo. Chazal Darshan, every word to teach us something about Tzedaka. Poseach tiftach, tzedaka. So there is a little gra. There's no, I don't mean little in terms of quality, right? I just mean short. Isa b'gemara, right? The gra, this is from the Kol Aliyo, but it's also from the Pinim Mishulchan. Rav Papa v'salak b'darga, Rav Papa was one time going up on a ladder, ishtamid kare, and with one of the rungs broke, and he was going to fall down from one of the rungs. Boy, he was about to fall, and he caught himself, And he's wondering, what did I do to deserve that? Amalei Rav Chiya bar Rav midifti l'Ravina. Shema ani baliyatcha v'lo parnasaso? Did an ani ever come and you should have given him some staka and you didn't? And asked the Gra, why out of all the things that Rav Chiya bar Rav could have suggested, why do you say that one? Again, there are all halachas about when do you have to give, when do you not have to give. But where do you get this from? That because he fell off the ladder, the ladder collapsed. So this is a gravart, right? With the pasuk that we just read, pasoach tiftach. What's the trup on pasoach tiftach? What's the tamei mikra? Pasoach tiftach darga tavir. Darga is a rung. Tavir, tough and shin, switch in Hebrew and Aramaic, switch, shavar, broken. Right? Pasoach tiftach, a broken rung. A broken rung, that's what, says the Gra, where he got it from. Hatevas pasoach tiftach muta amin badarga tavir lirmoz remez la misalim in atztaka, misalim in atztaka, shetipar darga tachtav. That's the Gra. So remember, years ago, I remember I heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. He said over this Gra, and he said, maybe that could also explain the following. Two other Gemaras. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed. I gave you the end of the Gemara. Could have just done all. This is the right. The David HaMelech's last days. David HaMelech asked Hashem, "When am I going to die?" He says, "I can't tell you." He said, "No, come on. No, I can't. It doesn't work that way." Okay, just tell me what day of the week I'm going to die. He says Shabbos. He said, "No, come on, Friday." He said, Sunday. I don't want people to have to worry about me on Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, and. He says, oh, Sunday, no, it's time for Shlomo to be the king. Okay, Friday, I'll take off a day. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, your Tehillim is greater than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo Melech is going to bring. I'm not giving away even a day. So Shabbos, so that's where we pick up the story. So David HaMelech, from that moment on, when he heard that from Hashem, he learned every second of Shabbos. It doesn't mean that if somebody's learning, they won't die. David HaMelech's learning would protect him. So Kol Yom of the Shabbos, Avi Yosef Agaris, right, every day, every second of Shabbos, he used to sit and learn. Kula Yoma, the whole day. Hahu Yoma, Deboy Lemenech Nafshe, on that day that it was supposed to be his time, Kam Malach HaMaves Kamei. The Malach HaMaves came, Velo Yochile. He didn't have power over him. Delavi Pasik Pumim Begirso, because he didn't stop learning. Didn't stop learning at all. Omar Maevile, what am I going to do? I have to do my job. Remember, he's also a Malach. He's a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's got to try to do his job. So what do you do? Havelei bustana achore beise. There was an orchard in the back of the house. Asa malach hamaves salik. The malach hamaves went. Ubachash bilani. He started shaking the trees around. I guess it was not a windy day, and all of a sudden the trees started shaking. So what happened? Nafag lamechse. David went to see what was going on here. David went to see. Havi salik bidarga. He was going up on a ladder. Ifchis darga. Ifchis darga, right? The darga fell in, mitute, ishtik, he stopped learning, which the diak is, he didn't stop learning until that second. When he was going up the ladder, he didn't stop. But all of a sudden, he was falling, he stopped, v'noach nafshe, and he died. And then Shlomo Melech said to the Beis Medrash, halacha question, okay, what about a corpse on Shabbos? But this is the story. So David HaMelech also, same thing with Rav Papa. Rav Papa caught himself, but here, so why? So Rabbi Bernstein said, well, maybe it's connected to a Gemara in Brachas. David HaMelech, said, every night he woke up, right? He had a great alarm clock. He had a harp above his bed. Says the Gemara in Brachas, the beginning of the Brachas, you have it there in source number 9. Kinar hayatali lamala mimitazon shel David. There was a kinar, there was a harp above David HaMelech's bed. Kivan shehigia lachatzos laila, when chatzos came, baruch tzvonis v'noshevez bo. A northern wind came and started, blowing through it. Umenagein me'elav, and it started making beautiful music. Miyad, so that woke David HaMelech up. Miyad hayomid vosik batorah. And at Chatzos, I don't know when he went to sleep, but that woke him up at Chatzos, and he went up, and up until the morning he was omid vosik batorah. Ad sheya'ala amon hashachar, until the morning. Kibashal amon hashachar. Once it was the morning, then he had to be the king. So nichnasu chachmei Yisrael eslo. All the chachamim came to him. Amrulo Adoneinu HaMelech. And they came to him and they said, Amcha Yisrael tzrichin parnasa. Am Yisrael needs panasa. We need money. What David say? Go figure it out. Amar laham lechuv is panasa zemized. Work it out with each other. But he didn't give. Amar lo ain't kovas b'fias ariya. We don't have enough. Amar laham, he said, lechu pishu yidechem bigdud. Okay, so go fight a battle. Meaning on whatever the case is, on David's level, but suggested by Bernstein, right, Darga Tavir, right, like Rav Papa. Like Rav Papa, in this case, maybe there's a little bit of, that David HaMelech should have been a little more understanding or giving here, so maybe that's why his end came also with this type of Ifchas Darga Mitute, like the Gra of Darga Tavir and the trap on the Pasuk by Rav Papa. Okay. One more thought, and that's on the last Pasuk in the Parsha, Alila Regel. We have the Parsha of the Moadim, the Chagim listed again, Kol HaBachor, Aser to Aser, and Kol HaBachor, and we have a lot of Simcha mentioned by Sukkis, and then towards the end, we have Lo Yeh Shlosh Pam Bashan Yeh Rokos HaKorcha, 3 times a year, every male, should appear on the Chagim. Don't come empty-handed. You have to bring a karbanos. Based on the bracha that you have, bring karbanos. So Rabbi Lam, in Drasha Ladoros, in source number 10, he gave this drasha, you see that? August 13th, 1966, number of years ago. So Rabbi Lam discusses the pilgrimages prescribed by our Sidra for the 3 major festivals were no pleasure trip for the pilgrims of ancient Judea. Their journey had to be undertaken in days when they were unavailable not only first-class hotels, but barely inns of any kind. Already describes Alila Regal as not like the most wonderful, amazing. Right? The pilgrim had to sleep on the ground instead of his accustomed bed, scrounge for food, be deprived of all of comfort and conveniences, whereas had he remained at home, he could have lived his normal, comfortable life. Nowhere in the Talmud do we find that any special arrangements were made to accommodate these pilgrims who came to perform this sublime commandment. Okay, there were millions of Jews. We had to rough it a little bit. But, Rabbi Lam says, I think we might have discussed this years ago, this question. Next week's parsha, we have the Ari Miklat. We also had it earlier, at the end of Mabinbar. And the Ari Miklat, the Gemara says in Maseches Makkos, there were signs up all over the place. Alright. Ari Miklat this way. That way. Tachin Lecha Aderech. It's a pasuk in the Torah. They put up signs all over where the Ari Miklat were. Isn't that interesting? No signs to Yerushalayim. But there were signs to the Ari Miklat. Is that just because we think he's a danger to society and that we don't want to get him there as quickly as possible? Is that why it's just preventative? Right? Is that what it is? So suggests Rabbi Lam, yes, but it's deeper than that. Right? See the next page. Thus, while the pilgrims had no signposts prepared for him to facilitate his journey to Jerusalem, the murderer had every consideration prepared for him in order to make his way to the city of refuge as quickly and as easily as possible. What discrimination! Here the pilgrim must wander from place to place, inquire at the door of every village or hamlet, which way to Jerusalem? While the man who was a murderer would find his way with the greatest of ease. Why the consideration for the murderer and the apparent neglect of the pilgrim? Says Rabbi Lam in the 1960s. The discrimination was purposely legislated by Chazal, based on the Psukim in the Torah, for the purpose of chinuch. The rabbis wanted to make sure that Jewish children in homes throughout the country would have every possible opportunity to meet with people who were decent and virtuous, and to minimize the opportunity to encounter people who had committed vicious crimes. Meaning, the people who were coming to Alila Regel, they knew they were being Moser Nefesh. It wasn't easy. So these were decent Jews. And the point is, yeah, ask directions. Stop in because we want to get to know you. We want to create that achdus. We want to have everybody get to know each other. Yeah, oh, play a little Jewish geography. Not by the Ari Miklat. Therefore, they did not facilitate the way for the pilgrim, hoping that he would knock on every door along the way so that children would be able to meet people who are pilgrims, the people who are inspired to go to Jerusalem and sacrifice every comfort for it. The chulu. And then he says, now this idea does not completely accord with contemporary principles and practice. contemporary, right? How many years ago is this? All right, 44, 60, 69 years ago, 70 years ago, a lifetime ago. Says the Rabbi Lamb, says there are many out there that feel, you know, I want, you know, the best way for my children to deal with the world is to bring everything in and let them at least be exposed to it. Let them be exposed to every little thing and then they'll overcome. And so the Lamb says it has to be a balance. And there are some things that, no, we shouldn't expose ourselves or our children or our neighborhoods to. Right, he says that the next column. This holds true not only for the home, the school, the camp, and leisure time for children, but for us as well. The Jewish heart and mind must be exposed to that which is valuable and creative and constructive, not the reverse. Right, we have to make sure what we bring in, what we allow our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our mouths to taste, right, that is crucial for our own spirituality. And we have to recognize that. And that's why we want to welcome in the Ole Regel. But we're not welcoming in the Rotschim. Even though they were Beshogig. You might, oh, they were only Beshogig. Shogig is not Onis. Right? Shogig is not Onis. And Onis doesn't go to Ari Miklat. A Shogig is somebody who is careless. Right? Someone who is, who should have done better. And that's why Lamb ends by saying, you know, we welcome in the month of Elul this week. Right? This was, again, 70 years ago. And we have to recognize that, you know, it's our job to shoftim v'shotrim, next week's parsha, to put up gates and guards. No, we live in a generation where it's the, right, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, right? We live in a generation where there's no excuse. You could get a shiur on any topic, in any language, at any time, no matter what. I want to learn Zechariah Paragimel tonight. Okay, you'll have a shiur in any language you want. Whatever, it's never been easier to learn Torah. And it's never been easier to violate this principle of bringing in the value system, you know, into one's life. So we have to make sure that we use, getting back to the first part that we said, recognize the re'eh, the bracha and the klala, and recognize that it's in our control, and we, B'ez Hashem, we'll have siyata d'shmaya as we make the right decisions, as we head to our Chodesh Elul, and prepare ourselves to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the new year, haba aleinu l'tova. Let's stop it. Oh, yeah.